This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the U.S. House of Representatives advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final weekend vote. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It was a rarity in the hyperpartisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn.
But instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mideast tensions ramp up after strikes, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state-run SANA news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. U.S. officials have declined to comment as of early Friday, but American broadcast networks have quoted unnamed officials saying Israel carried out the attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A full jury has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial, and a person was on fire in a park outside the courthouse. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
After lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers, a jury of 12 people and six alternates is in place. They're vowing to put their personal views aside and impartially judge whether Trump is guilty or not. Opening statements are expected next week. After the jury was seated, emergency crews responded to a park outside the courthouse where a person was on fire. People rushed over with a fire extinguisher and worked to bat away the flames before the person was taken away on a stretcher. No word on a condition. I'm Mike Hempen.
Apple says it has removed Meta's WhatsApp messaging app and its Threads social media app from the App Store in China on Beijing's orders. Apple said the apps were removed from the store on Friday after Chinese authorities cited national security concerns. The nature of those concerns was unclear. China's move to order the removal of WhatsApp and Threads comes after the U.S. has threatened to ban TikTok over national security concerns. But while TikTok, owned by Chinese technology firm ByteDance, is used by millions in the U.S., apps like WhatsApp and Threads are not commonly used in China. Australian police said on Friday a 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offense for allegedly stabbing a church bishop in Sydney during a church service. Reuters correspondent Syakir Jasny reports.
Police Commissioner Karen Webb said during a press conference that he's been denied bail.
We allege on Monday night that was stabbed up to six times. We also allege that the boy had travelled for 90 minutes to attend that location from his home address.
A riot erupted outside the church after the attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel. After the crowd demanded that police hand over the attacker, over 50 officers were injured and 20 police cars were damaged. The 53-year-old bishop has a popular youth following on TikTok, but faces controversy over his views. His sermons cover Bible teachings and critique homosexuality, COVID vaccines, Islam, and Joe Biden's presidency.
Syakir Jasny from Reuters. The rights of LGBTQ plus students will be protected by federal law, and victims of campus sexual assault will gain new safeguards under new rules from the Biden administration. The Education Department issued its new Title IX regulation on Friday. Notably absent from Biden's policy, however, is any mention of transgender athletes. The administration had planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but that provision was put on hold as the issue became a political rallying point for Republicans. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.